Guys, welcome to the 5 Minute Sports Podcast. Hope you had an amazing weekend. It's a 3-day weekend where, because yesterday was the Sera, today is Sunday, and tomorrow, Monday, is Mahatma Gandhi Jayanti, which is his birthday. So it's a long weekend for us over here. Lots to get through on the show, so let's begin right away. So I'll start off with the Premier League review. Saturday saw a lot of fixtures, 7 to be precise. The early kickoff saw Huddersfield hosting Tottenham, and yet again, it was Harry Kane who starred away from home. He scored 2 goals and Tottenham scored 4. The other 2 goals coming from Ben Davis and Moussa Sissoko. I don't understand how Harry Kane fails to score at Wembley, and away from home, he's one of the best strikers in the world. In fact, you can call him the best striker in the world away from home. It's just unbelievable. Then moving on to the 7:30 PM kickoffs, it was Bournemouth against Leicester. That ended 0-0. Manchester United against Palace ended 4-0 in favour of Manchester United, which is their favourite scoreline this season. Lukaku scored right towards the end. Stoke City against Southampton ended 2-1. Stoke City also scored right in the end in that game. Fraser Foster saved a penalty in that game. The penalty taker for Stoke City was Saido Berahino, and he still hasn't scored for Stoke City. Been about 20-25 appearances now at least, if I'm not wrong. Then West Brom against Watford ended 2-2. Another late goal there as well, as Richarlison, for the second weekend in a row, saved points for Watford. West Ham against Swansea, even there was a late goal here as well. West Ham, right towards the end, substitute Diafra Sakho scoring. Late game saw Chelsea host Manchester City, and that game ended 1-0 in favour of Manchester City. This was one of the worst performances by Chelsea this season. I was about to say worst performance, but then I remembered the Burnley game on the opening day of the season. Alvaro Morata went off after 25 minutes or so, and Antonio Conte said after the game that it was just a muscle strain, and Morata came off because he didn't want to aggravate it. And Chelsea looked lost without Morata. So I hope he recovers well. As for Manchester City, Pep Guardiola dedicated the victory to Sergio Aguero and Benjamin Mendy. Aguero, who of course got into a car accident, in Netherlands just a couple of days back. And he has a few broken ribs. He should be fine by the next game week. The same for Alvaro Morata too, he also should be fine by the next game week. Today saw 3 matches. The early kickoff saw Arsenal take on Brighton and Hove Albion, and it was yet another clean sheet and yet another comfortable victory for Arsenal. That game ended 2-0, goals coming from Iwobi and Monreal. Then the next game saw Everton take on Burnley, and it was yet another defeat for Everton, and Burnley continued their impressive away form. After beating Chelsea, they drew against Liverpool and Spurs, and today they beat Everton away from home. Terrific for a Burnley side who struggled to get points away from home for most of last season. Then the last game saw Newcastle take on Liverpool, and this game ended 1-1. Liverpool got the early goal with another stunning goal from outside the box by Coutinho, and then it was a classic Liverpool goal that they conceded. Shambles at the back. Matip tried to clear the ball, but instead the ball hit Joselu and went back into the Liverpool goal. So that ended 1-1, and Jurgen Klopp looked as furious as ever on the touchline, not just while conceding the goal, but throughout the game. Then moving on to cricket, we had 3 matches today. I'll start off with the ODI. It was the final ODI between India against Australia. Australia won the toss, came into bat, and put on a not-so-impressive 242 for 9. They started off well though. Warner and Aaron Finch got an 80-odd run partnership together, before Finch was dismissed. Then Stephen Smith came in and went out quickly. David Warner fell soon after, and from there the spinners did really well. Kedar Jadhav, for the first time in his career, was bowled out by Virat Kohli. So at this rate, if Kedar Jadhav is bowling so well, you wouldn't need Ashwin, Jadeja, and you would just need one of Kuldeep Yadav, Yuzvendra Chahal or Akshar Patel for the 2019 World Cup. Amazing. Then out came India to bat, and it was another good start by the openers in Rahane and Rohit Sharma. Rohit Sharma went on to score a century. Rahane, I think, scored a half century. Scores are just loading. I didn't watch a lot of the game because I was watching the Premier League. So Rahane scored 61 of 74. Rohit Sharma 125 of 109, which is pretty commendable, given he was 0 from 14 or 15 in the beginning when I was watching. Kohli made 39 of 55. And the not out players in the end were Kedar Jadhav, 5 of 8. Manish Pandey, 11 of 11. So now in a couple of days' time, begins a three-match ODI series. Sorry, the three-match T20 internationals between both these sides. And moving on to the second match, it was day 4 between South Africa and Bangladesh in Potchefstroom. I hope I've pronounced that correctly. That's a place in South Africa. So there wasn't a lot of action today because of the rain. But South Africa, I think, have a slight chance of winning this test match. They would definitely win it if the forecast for tomorrow wasn't that bad. But there is some prediction for the rain. And because we have lost out so many overs today, I think there was loss of 40 overs today. And even yesterday towards the end, because of bad light, we lost out on 10 to 15 overs. So for tomorrow, here's how it goes. 98 overs to be bowled, but somewhere around lunch is when a shower is expected. Plus today, just a couple of hours back, it was announced that Morne Mockell wouldn't play a further part in the test match because of a side strain. So that would be another loss to South Africa. So let's wait and see how this goes. It's going to be very interesting. It's going to come right down to the wire. And the other match between Pakistan and Sri Lanka being played at Abu Dhabi, even this match may end up as a draw. So it was a strong day for Pakistan today. In the first 3 days, it was just runs, runs and runs with hardly any wickets falling. Today, Sri Lanka ended the day on 69 for 4, have a lead of about 66. So tomorrow, if Pakistan come out strong and get a few wickets at the start, they might just be able to win the test match. But from a neutral point of view, I think this one and even the South Africa-Bangladesh game are both going to end up as draws. Finally, moving on to F1, it was the Malaysian GP, and here's how it ended. Birthday boy Max Verstappen, whose birthday was actually yesterday, finished first. Lewis Hamilton finished second, and Daniel Ricciardo finished third. Sebastian Vettel finished fourth, which was quite commendable, given that he started last in the race. Kimi Raikkonen started in second position. Didn't start actually. He was in second, but he couldn't get his car out in time. I don't know why, because I didn't miss the start, so he didn't get his car out in the grid, and he was supposed to start from the pit lane, but the car never went out of the pit lane, and Kimi Raikkonen ended up watching the race on the sidelines. So it was a pretty disappointing week for Ferrari, because yesterday in qualifying, Vettel didn't set a lap time, and today Raikkonen didn't start the race. So what does this mean for the championship standings? So Lewis Hamilton has opened up a 34-point lead over Sebastian Vettel, and we have 5 more races left in the season. The next race is in Japan, if I'm not mistaken. That's right. That is the Suzuka circuit next Sunday. So I hope Vettel finishes above Hamilton in that race so that we have an interesting championship, so that it goes right down to the wire. So that's all that's there for today. The podcast has gone on for 10 minutes, And I'm pretty sure this is the longest podcast I've ever recorded. But that's what happens when it's a Sunday and there's been so much action throughout the weekend. So that's all there's there for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in and see you all tomorrow. Yalla, bye.